Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got 5 minutes left with Bob Chapman. We'll hit some other key points with Lindsay coming up. Obviously, Lindsay, if he can, will be on early next week when we figure out exactly what's going on. He's out of contact with Mr. Fromm. His family, and he told him that he had about 2 weeks left. It's been about 2.5 weeks. He may be alive. He may be hanging on to life. We're not sure, but Lindsay's ready to talk more about this. And once he's sure, he'll be able to talk about even more. But he also has the other Mr. X telling him info. Do you have any other questions or comments, Bob Chapman?
I think that backing into what Lindsay's talking about regarding gold and the surprises and the number of $2,000, and that the programs are going to be accelerated. And if all of that happens, I would think that gold would probably reach $2,000 by March. And I think that's important. A second thing is that it is not surprising that the price of oil is going up. The producers must have said, look, we've had enough of this, and the dollar's worth one-third of what it was before, and so you got to compensate us because this is a non-renewable source, and we want $200 a barrel to offset the loss in the purchasing power of the dollar. And so it figures. And also, the extended and increased price of oil, the inflation in caused by that, married to the inflation that's going to come from quantitative easing, could send inflation in the United States into the stratosphere.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, both of you, but it's common sense. When a country starts devaluing its currency, you don't see the effects as bad at first inside the nation, but when you go outside the country, that's where you really see it manifesting itself first, and that's what we're seeing all over the world. People don't want dollars, or they are seen as not as valuable, and it takes a lot more of them, and that's what's making the world so angry, is that they've invested in the dollar, and the world's being flooded with these.
Well, you know, the Forex accounts that belong to different nations, a year and a half ago, were holding 64.5% of their Forex reserves in dollars. The figure is now somewhere around 59, and I don't have a late figure. It could be lower than that. So there are many of them that have been exiting the dollar by exchanging it for other currencies, or gold, or silver, or commodities, or whatever.
All right. Well, Bob, we'll talk to you again next week. I appreciate your time and all of your great analysis. You've been spot on for years about what was coming, and now here we are at the beginning of the devaluation of the dollar, the acceleration of it. We'll talk to you again very soon.
Thank you very much, and nice meeting Lindsay, and thank you all for listening.
All right, there goes Bob Chapman. We're going to break in about a minute and a half. We're going to get back and kind of give Lindsay the floor with other intel that his sources have given him. But it's really scary how just the stuff we talked about a few weeks ago is now starting to unfold. We're about to go to break, Lindsay, but I know you've got a CD with these 14 points and really condensing down everything that these Mr. X's have told you. The website to get that is prophecyclub.com, the great folks that help produce it for you. prophecyclub.com, and also there's a toll-free number. What's that toll-free number, Lindsay?
Toll-free number is 888-799-6111, 888-799-6111.
And folks, if you missed that, Lindsay's leaving us in about 10 minutes. We'll give that out, the website and the phone number, here in about 10, 15 minutes. Right before he leaves us. And, Lindsay, will you promise me that as you confirm what's going on with Mr. Fromm, no longer one of the Mr. X's, you can now talk about it, that you'll come on here first and let us know what's happening?
I'll call you before anybody, Alex, and let you know.
All right. In fact, well, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Lindsay Williams is our guest. We'll be right back.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that America is filled with adultery, lying, stealing, drug addiction, gang wars, and every conceivable evil that God has revealed is sin? Did you know that our once Christian morals have been deliberately undermined? It's a fact of history that every nation that sinks into immorality falls. Is America on the brink and hardly anyone is paying attention? If anyone calls sin what it is classified as a hate crime. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got Gary Franchi coming up, and also in studio, Michelle, I'm not going to say her last name in case there's any recrimination or persecution, who went through the naked body, refused to go through the naked body scanner, so they put their hands all over her private parts and tried to do it with her daughters, and that's up on the Drudge Report right now. He picked up the 11-minute video interview from yesterday, so I want to have her back in to really get more into this, and then Joe Rogan is going to be in studio, comedian, host of UFC, host of The Man Show, Fear Factor, you name it, to get his take on all the things happening in the world and what he thinks of what Hollywood's going to, you know, our response to all of this is going to be. And Lindsay's going to continue to try to get a hold of them after he leaves us in about 10 minutes. And I told him towards the end of the next hour, we'll get him to pop back in with the fact of, you know, is he on his deathbed? Has he died? But Lindsay was pretty sure from what they told him that, well, he was more confident to go ahead and, you know, put out more information today. And of course, I was going off what the producer had told me in his conversation with Lindsay. This news moves quickly here. But Lindsay, this is so important. Again, we see the dollar plunging. We see oil exploding. We see gold exploding, silver exploding. Everything that this Mr. X told you, you can now say his last name. People can find it easily. And then, of course, the other Mr. X, who is that you've been talking to. When did you talk to him?
Well, I've talked to both of them. Well, the
second Mr. X. I talked to him only the day before yesterday. I talk with him on a regular basis. I do have to call and see how the first Mr. X is.
But now going from memory here, you haven't talked to him in a week or two, or when's the last time you talked to the Mr. X who's on his deathbed?
Approximately a week and a half ago.
And was he worse off than when you first talked to him 2.5 weeks ago?
Very weak, very concerned about his eternal destination. We had a lengthy talk, and of course, as you know, being a minister for 50 years of the gospel, we were very frank, talked extensively, and I hope to see this and trust and think I will see this gentleman in heaven.
Well, that's certainly good news, and you've also had a chance to talk to the family, correct?
Yes, I have, and they know who I am, and of course allowed me to talk with him when they wouldn't even allow other people through, but yes.
What do they think about all this New World Order stuff, or can you not talk about that?
I have never talked to him about it. All I've talked to him is about Mr. Fromm himself. But to them, I have never discussed all of this because we only had conversations about Mr. Fromm's condition.
Now, there were a few things that Mr. Fromm told you that you said you didn't want to talk about until you could reveal. And just out of respect, I don't think he'd even really told you not to, but you just haven't been. But now you have. Plus, other people figured it out. So, you know, the cat's out of the bag, as they say. But what were some of the other things that you said out of respect for him you didn't want to talk about until he was had, you know, left this plane of existence?
Well, there's so much to this crisis in the Middle East, and he had gone into depth about this back about 2 years ago, and then a year ago when I was on your program, I had to contact him and say, are we going to war with Iran? What's the Middle East crisis? And then, of course, now it's very obvious that there is going to be some sort of a Middle East crisis. And, of course, the elite want this. It's something that it's time for it.
Well, just to recap, you said
that program.
Just to recap and interrupt, you said 2 years ago, no attack on Iran. You said a year ago, no attack on Iran. You said 6 months ago. But now in the last 3 weeks talking to him, and I guess you're saying the other Mr. X confirmed it, correct me if I'm wrong, but that they are looking for some type of crisis in the Middle East.
There'll be a crisis, but it will merely be a distraction. They want to take your mind off of where the real issue is, which is Russia and China. And I can't stress enough that you've got to keep watching what's happening over there in Russia and China and every little deal that goes on in relation to the new agreement that they've signed for Russia to provide all of the energy needs for China. And as a result, they're not using the dollar. There was no dollar value given in any of this. All of this is so important to where the American dollar is going. And the fact that Mr. X told me positively 2 years ago, and I recorded it, said it on your program, I said the dollar will be dead by 2012. By the end of 2012, we'll either have a replaced currency or we'll have a totally dead dollar. And whenever you see oil prices get to $200 a barrel, for all practical purposes, the dollar has diminished to probably 25 or 30% of its true purchasing power. Well, that means, just as Bob Chapman said a few moments ago, this means massive inflation.
And that's why the whole world's complaining and angry with the Federal Reserve right now, but they don't care. They're going ahead with it.
Well, the Mr. X warned me back about a year ago. He said whenever it gets to the place that the Federal Reserve has to buy back its own securities, other countries aren't buying them like they should. He said at that point we basically are gone. And I think I said that on your program before I even realized what a T-bill was and what securities that the Federal Reserve issues. And now, of course, they just said, this week, that we're going to somewhere in the neighborhood of $800 billion that we're going to float. And all they do is turn around and buy their own securities. This is death. This is suicide. And I warned everybody on your program back about a year ago that he had said when it gets to this place that the Federal Reserve turns around and buys back their own securities,
yes,
he said it's all over.
Unbelievable. Well, Lindsey, I want to be able to get you to pop in either on air or off air, and then perhaps have you on Sunday, if you can do it, in the Sunday broadcast, 4 to 6 p.m., for a full report. We pray he's still alive, but you haven't been able to get a hold of him. They told you, 2 weeks to live 3 weeks ago. You talked to him a week and a half ago. He was more weak. And then there's even more you can reveal, you know, unfortunately he passes on. But also I want you to, be able to try to get a hold of them, the family again right now. And then to make sure you've got the hotline. Do you have the number that we called you on?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Jaron, will you make sure he has your cell phone number too so he can call you, back immediately? So Lindsay, you try to call them right now and then call us back if you don't get a hold of them. But please try repeatedly because we need to know. And then we'll have you pop back in today, or at least I can give people a report, at the end of the show of what you tell me during a break. And then I want to work on getting you on Sunday or Monday. But it is important that people see all this in its grand context with the DVD pieces you put together. So people can go back, you know, the stuff you did 2 years ago, a year ago, 6 months ago, a month ago, all together in one place. That's available at prophecyclub.com. Or folks can also get the latest information by calling. You have this audio CD with all the latest info, prophecyclub.com. Briefly, give folks that toll-free number one more time.
888-799-6111. And, Alex, I hope that all the people out there in your listening audience will recognize that this man has risked his reputation. He has risked his retirement. He has risked his position. You should be so appreciative to Mr. Fromm for giving out this information over the past 35 years. He has been a true blessing to the world. As one person said to me the other day, please express to him, if he's still alive, that our appreciation, and that the world is a better place because this man has lived here.
Absolutely. Well, even though he was an elitist in all of this, he was the guy who wouldn't go along with it, and you know, starting off with the fact that they don't let us have most of the oil out of Alaska, and 80% of what they do produce goes to Asia. And, you know, that's now mainstream news, but it wasn't 20-plus years ago when you began to expose it. Now, I want to reveal one of the outfits who 2 years ago heard you talk about this and went and did research, and that's why I say it's been hiding in plain view. The John Birch Society years ago wrote about it and figured it out, and who it was, actually both the individuals. Also, it was figured out by Joel Skousen, and I just want to ask, is this accurate? He says, I'm going to not say the first name, Fromm was finally fired by Atlantic Richfield for allowing Williams in on the meeting and for helping correct technical details in Williams' book. So you talk about being thankful. Is that accurate, that he did get fired because of the info he gave you?
Yes, he did, and then they hired him back and put him in the Houston office to train all the executives in order to keep him quiet. At that point, he did have to stay quiet for a number of years. Then he came back and just gave him the information. I mean, this man has been a true patriot in his own right amongst the elitists, and the world should be so appreciative for the marvelous things that Mr. Fromm has done and being willing to risk himself. Now, not only have I risked my reputation in saying everything he said, but this man, folks, it is a blessing that you've had the privilege of having this man on the face of the earth.
Absolutely, and that we've had you here because you've gotten a lot of criticism. I've gotten criticism over the years saying Lindsey Williams is making all this up. And I went and did the research and confirmed it all, talked to people that knew and talked to Fromm, well-known media people like Monteith and others. And, you know, you've told the truth and stuck your neck out. It doesn't mean Mr. Fromm, you know, had a crystal ball and knew everything, but he was certainly more in tune with the elite than the general average person. And this has been key information. And you still have the other Mr. X, even more high powered, who is confirming all of this. This is big news. This is Bilderberg Group level type people just confirming what we can already see written on the wall. And, you know, to know all these years who he was and who the other guy is and to not be able to talk about it so we can continue to get this information, it's just frustrating. But that's journalism 101 with secret sources. It's like when I put out the Mayak report and Homeland Security report last year, people said, give us the names of the police, the names of the federal marshals, the name of the state police. And I'm like, are you idiots? Those are probably feds pushing me to do it. I said, are you idiots? Give you my sources and never get another one again? No, and that's journalism 101 to not do that. And you've done a good job of not talking about it as well, even though it was hidden in plain view, because we'd been sworn to secrecy. We couldn't say who it was, even though it was already out there for anybody who wanted to do research. Lindsay, get on the phone, please, sir. Call us back as soon as you can with any more intel. God bless you. Let me say bye to you during the break. Then we got Gary Franchi coming up. Stay with us.
Are the threats of a biological attack to the U.S. real?
If biological warfare is real, what should I know before it happens to protect my family?
The answers to the unthinkable are inside a new book by Christian patriot and author Sam Adams, Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack. Inside what's been called the must-have manual for surviving the attack and mass panic that will follow, you will learn what the actual biological and chemical threats are, how to respond to events that are almost certain to happen, what the government's response is likely to be, how some will take advantage of the chaos, and exactly how you should prepare. To get Pale Horse, How to Survive a Chemical or Biological Attack in hard copy or immediate digital download, go to BioWarSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Or buy online at BioWarSurvival.com. That's BioWarSurvival.com.
This is not your father's BioWar Survival Handbook.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees. And every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Lindsey Williams will probably be popping back in the next hour. We'll be live for 4 hours here today. I appreciate Gary Franchi holding for 15 minutes, but we have breaking news here. There is a new film that he and William Lewis have made. It's Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA Part 2, featuring Alex Jones, Travis Maddox, Stuart Rhodes, Ernie Hancock, Michael Bagnerick, Chuck Baldwin, James Lane, and many others. And reviewing this, I don't think graphically, because they didn't have as much time, it looks as good as Camp FEMA Part 1, but the info in it is much more powerful. Eyewitness, security people, that's already confirmed they've trained for mass arrest and forced quarantine and forced inoculations, but to have the security people admitting it and finding designated emergency areas that can be used as FEMA camps. I mean, they went out on the road, in the field, and Enemy of the State is available at Infowars.com, discounted on the site with other films, Infowars.com, or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And a lot of you are like, look, we know about the Model Health States Emergency Powers Act. We know about the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. We know about the Emergency Centers Act. Well, your friends and family and neighbors don't. This is a film that needs to be seen, Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA Part 2. It has really powerful information in it. And so overall, I'd say it's even more important than the first Camp FEMA. And again, it's available at Infowars.com. Speaking about this with us here is Gary Franchi, founder of the Lone Lantern Society. He also took over for the late Aaron Russo with Restore the Republic. And he's having a great effect out there. And Gary, it's good to have you here with us.
Alex, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. Thanks for having me.
What did you think of the Lindsey Williams info?
You know, it's frightening, to say the least. You know, talking about, you know, the new currency and the collapse of the dollar, just basically bracing for impact. And, you know, the people need to be informed. You're doing a hell of a job, you know, getting people informed. Lindsey Williams is a great guest, and, you know, he's got the information people need to hear and take to heart without question, and just prepare for the hard times ahead, because the more the Fed prints the money, the worse position we're going to be. I mean, I'm watching gold prices right now. They're at nearly $1,400 an ounce, and that's almost double from a year ago. So it's ridiculous to see what is happening in this country, and that's all the more reason why they're amping up the police state and getting these camps ready that we actually went and saw.
Well, that's what's important, is you show how the military is training to put people in camps and how it's admitted. And now it's even on local news here in Austin. It's on national news that, yeah, the Army is going to be in the threat integration fusion centers. Yeah, we are preparing. And I hear the Army on local radio going, well, you better be glad we're getting ready because of the collapse. And they act like, and they're telling the troops, that they just thought of this now because of the problems, as if the government didn't engineer it. And look at the riots in Europe. I mean, they have planned this whole thing out, and gold is at $1,395.50 right now.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane to watch this all unfold. But I think what really stands out and what separates this version of Camp FEMA from the original is the interview that we did with Travis Maddox, who is the former police officer and Constitution Party candidate for Congress, who revealed his personal training by the Department of Homeland Security. He was the man who was tasked to kick in your door and drag you out to the inoculation center, strip search you, and then drag you off to the quarantine centers. Okay? That interview, without that interview, I don't think this film could have really had the same impact.
Well, I agree with you. Do you agree with me? I mean, because I just honestly review films, and I've had films like this, too, where we, you know, put them out quickly. It's emergency info. It's well-produced. It just graphically isn't as fancy as the first Camp FEMA, but I think the information is even more powerful.
Well, you know, you know how to make films, Alex, and what it takes is it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of compilation and going back and forth, and, you know, we've got to get the information out. We're in a time pressure situation.
Oh, yeah, I've been working on two films for 2 years, and I finally just got to put them out. I mean, you know, but again, it's very well produced. I'm just saying the info is more powerful than the last one's my point.
Well, the information is powerful, and the interviews are strong, and I think also, you know, we have James Lane in there from Radio Free Oklahoma, and his work, you know, he took us on the ground to the Lucent Technologies building that was actually used as a center for FEMA in the event of a national emergency. I mean, there it is. It's right,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they've got Walmart distribution centers, all of them. They're designated. They're just waiting. I mean, you identify a real center that's admitted to be used during emergencies.
Absolutely. It's right there. And, you know, our first film, we would have liked to travel more, but because we had support of our viewers out there and people purchased the documentary, we were able to go out and actually put our boots on the ground like we wanted to do in the first one. And I just want to thank everyone out there for supporting us.
Absolutely. We got to go to break, Gary. Folks, get the film, Infowars.com, Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA Part 2, featuring yours truly and others. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now, for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Buy Buy Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. The new film by William Lewis and Gary Franchi, Enemy of the State, Camp FEMA Part 2. I'm in it, and many other great researchers, but they're out on the road, guerrilla news style, incredible information. They're training police and others for forced inoculations, forced arrest, FEMA centers, and so much more. Again, I think this is an even more important film than their first Camp FEMA that was excellent as well. It's available at Infowars.com. And I haven't even asked the guys if they want me to, like I did their last two films, put it on PrisonPlanet.tv. They've been very gracious doing that as well. But again, it's available at Infowars.com. And you get a free citizen rule book with every order there, and it's discounted. So I hope folks will get it at Infowars.com. And again, I'm going to have William Lewis and Gary Franchi back up in the next few weeks for a full interview. I did talk to Lindsey Williams just now. We can confirm, because he couldn't get a hold of him the last few days, that Mr. Frum is alive. his Mr. X from the Energy Non-Crisis, one of the two. But he can't talk to him. He was there in the hospital room, you know, on the phone with him. They said he can't talk. All we can do is show him emails, and then he can read them. He's not conscious a lot of the time is basically what so he's still alive, thank God, and I wish him recovery, but they told him 2.5 weeks ago that the doctor said he has 2 weeks to live, so he is alive. And Lindsay thought, because he couldn't get a hold of him, that he may have died, and it's so far along now that he's ready to reveal more. It's a catch-22. We don't want him to die, as we can put out all the info, but at the same time, you know, it's good that now Lindsay's gone ahead and told people the name so they can, you know, look it up for themselves. But I'm just going to leave it at that. Lindsay's popping in for 5 minutes at the end of this hour. We've got Michelle in here. I'm not going to say her last name. Worked here 5 years, done a great job. Her children play with my children. They're similar in age. And it is on the Drudge Report right now, one of the main stories. The link to our video that's on Infowars.com, and I'm pulling that up right now so I can give you the actual headline. It's TSA fondles woman and children refusing airport naked body scanners. And yesterday, I was interspersing comments. I want her to be able to tell the story from start to finish. It'll take her a few minutes so it's on record for people, because she came up to me yesterday when I was during a break peering over news articles, and she said, I was just listening to you. She's in customer service. She said, I was just listening to you, and that just happened to me when I went to Colorado with my two daughters 2 weeks ago. And so we're so conditioned, myself included, that I hadn't even asked her when she got back what happened going through Denver on the way back to Austin, where they have the naked body scanners. And when she wouldn't do it, they yelled, opt out. But she's going to tell you the story. And then it's on the news. They admit it. They squeeze you, your private parts. They go between your legs. And a man did it to her. I mean, this is really happening. And this is now happening to reporters for the New York Times, and they're writing about it. I mean, this happened to ABC News reporters. People are getting mad. And if they can train us to accept literally being fondled and molested, and that's what it is. Well, Gary Francy, what's your take on this? Because I know you've covered the naked body scanners.
Well, I think that, aside from the Federal Reserve, the greatest threat to America is the Department of Homeland Security. And, the TSA falls under that category. I've gone through airports, and I've seen when I went through Utah, they put me through the line, and they said, well, which one do you want to go in? And I said, well, I don't want to go in the body scanner. I think I'm going to go into this other line here for the traditional method. I'm sort of afraid of that.
And they tried to make people do it, but so many refused. They now have the opt-out, but they admit they then squeeze you and yell at you to intimidate you.
Well, she said to me, I said, because I'm traveling with my wife. I said, no one's going to see me naked. No one's going to see my wife naked. I'm sorry, but we're going to go into this line. And she says, well, you better get used to it because they're going to be everywhere soon. And it was like this menacing, overpowering threat. Like, you just better get used to it, boy, because you're going to be naked before you like it or not. It was disgusting, Alex. And
this is totally to break our will and to train us to accept all of this. I mean, think of the magnitude of, first it's your shoes and your belt and answer questions, and now it's a radiation scanner that top scientists admit will give you cancer, not to mention the radiation the TSA workers are getting. And now they're in the New York Times, they're in ABC News admitting that, oh, don't want a body scan? Well, we're going to do the X-rated pat-down. That's what ABC News calls it. And they literally grab you. And Gary, I'm going to put you on hold for a few minutes while she tells her story. Then I want you to come back and comment on it. But I wanted to have Michelle, we're not going to say her last name or show her in case they try to persecute her or put her on a no-fly list because of this. TSA workers are on record bragging, I'll put you on a no-fly list if you don't have sex with me. They're on record. It's mainstream news. The guy's gotten in trouble for it, saying he put cocaine in her bag and was going to put her in jail if she didn't go along with him. There's been other ones who've been caught being child molesters. I mean, it's all coming out how out of control these people are, because a lot of them are perverts. I mean, if you're a pervert, you want to make 15, 20 bucks an hour, you go get a TSA job. Now, a lot of them are veterans and people that just want a job. They're not all scum. But the government is training a giant army and admitting they want these people on the streets. They already have TSA Viper teams out there and mobile trucks. In fact, guys, we never showed this yesterday. We were talking. I forget the name of the clip, but we've shown it many times. It's a Homeland Security video where they show the big mobile trucks, the 18-wheeler backs that you walk through while Michelle's talking. I want to explain. This is to be at public schools. The FBI wants them at malls. This is in almost all the county and federal courthouses. It's come out. They are saving all the images. It does violate child porn laws. I mean, this, the beta testing, the training of the personnel and the public to accept it. The government's taking babies' blood at birth. That's now declassified in a secret 39-year program. The government's trying to force vaccines on us. They want in our comfort zone. They want to train us. They put their hands on us. And then it's done to everybody. So we're going to be showing these videos over Michelle while she talks. Michelle, I'm going to try to not get angry and sit back and shut up. Describe exactly what they did to you, the trip to Colorado, what happened. Go through it all. Tell people graphically what you told me before you went on air. Specifically, plus I've been there and seen this. Because you can't pull cameras out and tape it or they threaten you. But, I mean, they admit they're doing this. But here it is really happening to somebody in my office. Michelle, your 20-month-old daughter, your 8-year-old daughter, a man put his hands on you. This is incredible. Break it down.
Okay, so my daughters and I, we flew to Colorado on the 17th of October. We spent a week there. We came back on the 24th of October. In the Denver airport, you have to go through several steps of security. The first one being that you take off your shoes and you put all your belongings on a conveyor. After that, they have you step through a metal detector. After you step through the metal detector, they try and send you over to the naked body scanners. Well, I was told to opt out, and so I told them that I opted out for me and my children. So they yelled real loud twice, "We have an opt out, we have an opt out." And so they pull us off to the side, and they then proceed to search us. They search me first. It was a gentleman, and he starts at my ankles, and he works his way up. And as he gets to my inner thigh, the palm of his hand goes across my private. And then it goes down the other leg to my other ankle. After they're finished with the legs, they then proceed up the sides of the body, out through your arms, and then after they got finished with the arms, they then went to my chest. When they went to my chest, they put their hands around my breast, and as they were rotating around my breast, they squeezed every once in a while. And as they're squeezing, you know, you're standing there in front of everybody, you know, totally embarrassed, feeling like you're being arrested for something, you know, and then they go down the back part of your body and they kind of scoop your hand, their hand under your butt.
How loud did he yell out, "Opt out"?
We have an opt out. We have an opt out. I mean, it caught the attention of the security guards that were probably 20, 30 feet away. You know, so as they yell opt out, of course, everyone turns and looks at you because a lot of people don't know that you have the option to opt out.
And it's all to intimidate you. So go back to, you also told me, what did he do between your legs?
He, as he's running up the inside of my leg with the palm of his hand, he then sweeps his hand across my private. And, you know, as he's, you know, they apply force, I guess, to see if they can feel anything in between there. You know, it wasn't hard, too hard, but it was definitely not just a simple swipe across the private. They take their hand and they sweep it across your private, and then they work their way down your other leg. You know, and then not only that, but from the backside, they kind of scoop.
What would you do if a man did that at a park? You'd call the police.
Absolutely. I'd probably hit him and then call the police.
Now, please continue. Let's get to what happened with the 20-month-old supposed Al-Qaeda and the 8-year-old Al-Qaeda.
Okay, so after they were finished, you know, squeezing my breast and things along those lines, then the gentleman who patted me down was moving on to my 8-year-old. And I told him, "I'm sorry, but I cannot allow you to put your hands on my child. I would like a female, please." And so he kind of looked irritated a little bit. But he called a female.
Again, you're the bad one. You don't want your again, they're just training us. They shouldn't be doing it to begin with. But now, a 20-month-old, an 8-year-old, you're like, number one, a man already touched you. That shouldn't have happened.
Right.
Much less a woman. Now it's the baby and the little girl.
Right.
And again, they've already caught a bunch of TSA people being perverts. And Your sweet little girls are so sweet. I mean, I see them up here all the time. I don't think I could have watched this happen. I mean, what was this like?
Well, you know, it was kind of like, what do you do? You know,
no, I understand. Yeah,
it wasn't
there's no warning. You're just at these checkpoints,
right? And I was trying to come home. It wasn't like I was home already and could have refused it and stayed at home. I was trying to get back home. So, you know, you just stand there and you kind of watch these things happen. You know, they weren't as aggressive with my children as they were with me. Of course, they didn't squeeze my daughter's breasts because my daughters have none.
But they put their hands on them.
But they did, you know, feel their chest and back and legs and, you know, butt and private area. You know, they just...
So let's be clear. A woman stuck her hands between your daughter's legs.
Yes. Yes.
In America.
And then the 20-month-old, you know, it was a little less than... my 8-year-old, you know, they just kind of, you know.
Well, a 20-month-old's probably only the number 3 in Al-Qaeda.
Right.
I mean, Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of Al-Qaeda, is admittedly hanging out secretly at the Pentagon. People are getting murdered and killed all the time in this country, but they say they're doing this in the airports to stop bombers. Think about it. It's all made up, ladies and gentlemen, even if the terrorists were real. This is a joke. This has nothing to do with it. Oh, and they can't allow profiling so they can do it to everybody. And then you get the internal Homeland Security documents, Michelle. It's all aimed at gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, returning veterans. This is for the American people. We're being indoctrinated in total enslavement.
Right. You know, and then after they, you know, it's even more crazy is, you know, they gave us the complete pat down, you know, the molestation, if you say, you know, because now I'm starting to realize that that's exactly what that was. I had a sippy cup with water in it for my 20-month-old, and the lady asked me, what's in here? And I told her, it's water. You know, you can dump it out if you need to. She goes, no, I need you to open it. And so I was going to twist the lid to open it, and she stepped back as if it was going to blow.
No, they get these paranoid delusionals that actually think a woman, a Caucasian woman, you know, not wearing a turban on her head, with two little girls, is a terrorist. They know full well that you're not. They wanted, again, to let you know they're the boss and get you used to being a slave and lining up and answering all their questions. Continue.
So what I did when I opened the cup is I took a drink of the water that was inside the cup, just to kind of show her.
Submit to her. Yeah.
That, you know, there's nothing dangerous in this cup, or I would not have just ingested it.
Oh, you're so evil.
And so what she did, she took this little strip, you know, it's kind of like a urine sample strip, where she just kind of held it over the cup.
Oh.
And then she took these chemicals and dropped it on this strip.
And notice, she didn't want you to dump it out. She wanted to go through this little ritual that she's your god, she's your king. To imagine what's coming next, Michelle. Naked body radiation scanners, having your private parts grabbed. And again, this is molestation. It's illegal to scan a naked child's image, but they do it all day long and save them. It's illegal for anybody else to set up machines like this without a radiation license and without shielding for the workers. They don't care because they can find workers who they ask, you worried about radiation? No. Good, you're going to the top. Oh, you're worried about these? You're fired. We know that's happening, so they're getting an army of moron control freaks. And I'll remind you, if your wife was in the grocery store and a man walked up and stuck her hands between the legs, she would be arrested. The police would review the tape. He'd probably serve 5 to 10 years in jail. He'd be a sexual offender. But now all the perverts get to go be TSA workers or just people that are dumb and will go along with this. This is illegal. It is wrong. And if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything.
Right. Yeah, it was actually very humiliating to stand there in front of everyone and, you know, because I know that I've watched many people, including children, walk through the naked body scanners, you know, but luckily I have the knowledge from working here to know that you do not walk through those things. You try not to even stand near them.
But now if you opt out, they then punish you to let you know who the boss is. Anything else that happened?
Other than the, you know, the patting down the searches of me and my children and then the testing of the liquid in the sippy cup, then you're just kind of rushed on. You have all your belongings in your hand, but they want you to get out of that area as quick as possible.
They got more slaves to indoctrinate.
So,
well, the good news is the head of major airlines are coming out saying it's a fraud. The people are saying no. The Italians have thrown them out. And this system, if people just continue to refuse, is going to fail. People are getting angry, especially journalists that are being made to do this. They're all starting to write about it, Michelle. And you've said it. You're not going to fly anymore.
No, I actually am not. If I can't get there driving, then I'm not going. you know, because I don't want to put myself or my children. My 8-year-old asked me, Mom, why do they do this to us? And I said, well, you know, honey, with all the supposed terrorism that's going on in this world, you know, it's just what they're doing to try and make us feel safe. But what they're doing is invading our rights. You know, I said, you never allow anyone to ever touch you that way. So then I had to go through the whole speech with my 8-year-old about being touched in places that you shouldn't be touched. But then I just had to allow this perfect stranger to touch my daughter in places that she shouldn't.
It's incredible. They're pushing through all these taboos, everything. Think about every month we see articles, even like ABC News, where a family shows their child in a towel. Nothing is even naked. And they take the child and the parents go to prison because the people at the Walmart or whatever are looking at the photos and they've got the dirty mind. No laws are broken. Your kids are gone. But then the TSA is recording their naked bodies, fondling them, and, hey, that's okay.
Right. It's very sad. It really is. And so, you know, I don't think we will be flying anywhere because it's only going to get worse if we don't fight it and, you know, get our freedoms.
And they're coming out with the mobile trucks I just showed that they admit they're going to put naked body scanners in. Imagine coming to a checkpoint. They go through the naked body scanner and people are going to start fighting back. I mean, look, I'm sorry, police. I know you think it's normal and you're our God. You want to take our blood at checkpoints or take our kids' blood at birth because you're God. You're the government. You want to shoot kids up with syphilis because it's loving and good in Guatemala. No, you're sick. You're wrong. You understand? You work for terrorists, period. We'll be back with Gary Franchi, Lindsey Williams, and a lot more coming up after this quick break. But this story is one of the top stories on Drudge Report right now. Stay with us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes.
We're going to pop in with Gary Franchi, We're going to have him back up, too, to talk about the entirety of the film and even play some selects in the next few weeks. Of course, the documentary film is Enemy of the State. We also have other films like What in the World Are They Spraying? Available at Infowars.com dealing with the chemtrails. All of this is informing the public. But going back to Franchi again in the next short segment, then Joe Rogan scheduled, he hadn't gotten here yet to be in studio with us. We have Lindsey Williams back online. He's been trying to get through to him, couldn't. They're with him there. He's only able to now send him emails that they will then print off and read to him. He's very weak. But Lindsey said that if people want to send us emails to send to Mr. Frum, that we'll then send them on to Lindsey. You don't want to give out his private email and get bombarded. We'll send those on to Mr. Frum. Well, I mean, Lindsey, we just talked during the break. Express what you told me. It was very poignant.
Well, this man has been such a marvelous blessing to this entire world. I would like people to recognize what would have been had he not been here. I mean, he literally has changed many things to the entire world by what he's been willing and risking himself to step out and say what he said over these years. He's very weak. He can hardly eat. Not even talk with me on the telephone. And he probably will pass away in a very short period of time. But fortunately, I think it's, well, anyway, I don't know how to say it. This man, what he has said, I was looking back over my notes here a few moments ago, Alex, after I called him, and he gave me a schedule of events in chronological order, and I gave it over your program about a year ago, in which he said, there will be plenty of food and water, but he said, you won't be able to buy it. And at the time, we wondered what in the world he was talking about. There would be no shortages whatsoever on the grocery store shelves, but yet you may go hungry because you won't have the money to be able to purchase it. With what the Federal Reserve did this week, we have seen a total deterioration of the American dollar. And now, of course, you haven't seen anything. The mortgage-backed security issue, they're going to demand $2 to $7 trillion in the very near future. All of these events, you need to realize it. 2 years ago, I begged you to buy gold, and that's what Mr. Fromm told me. At the time, I couldn't give out his name, and you could buy it for $700 an ounce. Well, I'm begging you to do something else right now. If you know anyone who has cancer, if you know anybody who does not want to die with it, they do not want to have to go through the horrors of chemo and radiation. These men have found a way, and it can be done. And, Alex, I think it would be wonderful if you'll allow me and you can just tell me what I can do.
To be specific, the other Mr. X was cured, you're saying, by this, but Frum obviously wasn't.
Frum had a son that he trained as a medical doctor, and his son convinced him to go the conventional method. The other Mr. X, 9 years ago, had cancer in both lungs. The doctor sent him home to die, and he said, no, I'm not going to. He looked and found out what people use who know. Not only that, but Vita Locke in Colorado 7 years ago had cancer. They sent her home to die. She's perfectly well today. Her granddad, at 60 years of age, had cancer, prostate. He lived to be 104.
Okay, we're almost out of time. Since you want to mention this, what is it, a clinic somewhere?
Yeah, just give a call to this number, 800-262-0212. Now, this is not me. I have nothing to do with this. I don't make a penny out of this. I just want to help people when I see a man that I love so much die.
Lindsey, listen, I'll have to have you up next week to give me specifics on this. I mean, I believe that you believe this is great. I'll have to find out more. But is this a clinic in the United States or overseas?
It's overseas.
All right. Well, we'll definitely have you back on after Mr. Frum. Well, hopefully he doesn't. It looks like he's about to die. And then we'll learn more. But people can send us emails that we'll pass on to him through you. Thank you, Lindsey Williams.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.